This is Taylor Keller, and you're listening to a special edition of the PCF Kids Podcast, recorded in Israel, in the city of Jerusalem. The sound you just heard was recorded early this morning at the Western Wall, the most holy place in the world for the Jewish people. Every hour of every day, men and women and boys and girls gather there to pray. I'm here in Jerusalem this week with my dad and Josh and Richie at a extra special time of the year for the Jews. Their holy day of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is coming up soon. It actually begins on Monday night. Do you know what Passover is? Passover is the holiday when the Jews remember how God delivered them out of slavery and out of Egypt. Now, in the heart of the old city of Jerusalem, there's a little shop called Shorashim, and it's owned by two twin brothers, Moshe and Dov. And since I was a teenager, we've been visiting the Kapinski brothers, and this time, when we stopped by, I asked Moshe if he would be willing to say a few words for our kids' podcast. He was so kind and happy to do it. So, the next day, I swung back by the shop, and Moshe spent a few minutes before his afternoon prayers to tell us about the Passover from a Jewish perspective. Here's our interview. Well, kids, I am here in Jerusalem with my friend Moshe, and he has agreed to talk with us for a few moments about the Passover. And we're right here in the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem, just a few steps from the Western Wall. And I had the privilege of meeting Moshe a few years ago. He might not remember, but we get to come to his shop every time we're here in Jerusalem. It's such a special thing, and he's been a great friend to us. So I stopped by his shop yesterday, and I said, hey, I do a podcast with my kids and for the kids of the church, and I asked him if he would just talk to us for a few minutes. So he's going to do that and share his heart and talk to us about Passover for a few minutes. So thanks for joining with me, Moshe.
Okay. Thank you, by the way, and thank you, kids. It's very special to be able to talk to younger people, because
yes,
they usually get to have a clear idea of what God's doing.
That's
us
true.
Adults, we sort of try to figure out, oh, is this going on? Kids just look at things and go, wow, look at that flower growing, look at that bird flying, like, wow, God's awesome. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. We're here at a very special time. We're here 4 days before the Passover holidays. So let me just explain to you one first thing. When Jews celebrate, according to the Bible, the holidays, they're not celebrating remembering what happened in Egypt. That's part of it. But they're actually celebrating learning the lessons of what happened in Egypt and trying to figure out, how does that speak to me in mm-hmm. my life? So the word in the Bible is Mikra Ekodesh, callings of holiness. Mm. It's translated as festive occasion, but the word comes from the Hebrew calling out of holiness, meaning these days are like gateways. We walk into a time, and in that time, suddenly things come out that's hidden in our souls that need to be awakened. Passover is one of them, as are all the other feasts. And the Passover holiday reminds us what it means to break away from things that we're so caught up in that it's like a slavery. Our phone, our TV, our things we like to eat, the friends that we have rather than meeting new friends. We're so caught up in our own things that keep us bound up, really. And the word for Egypt in Hebrew, Mitzrayim, actually comes with the word Mitzarim, things that hold us back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Things that hold us back.
It binds us. And so we need to break through. So Passover is about remembering how to do it. It's like the first lesson in know it, think it, and re-experiencing. So everything we do in the Passover festival, especially the night, is recreating, just experiencing. And it's all about guys your age, gals your age. The most important, I just sat with my grandson before, who is 2 years old, almost three. Yeah.
How many grandkids do you have?
A bunch. A whole bunch.
A whole bunch. Just one of them.
One is in the army now, and the other ones are these little kids that are, you know. So it's a range.
Wow.
But the whole focus of the whole Passover Seder is get the kids to ask questions. It's good to ask questions.
Yeah.
It's good to ask questions. Don't let people tell you, oh, no, you don't have to ask that. This is what we think. And get to what we think. They'll get to themselves quicker than we will. But you need to. So the beginning of the Passover meal is the children get up, each one showing off how much he knows from the age of 1.5 and 2 to up to older, where they just start with questions. And so the Passover meal then goes through almost the show and tell. We eat certain things to remind us of liberation. We eat other things that remind us of slavery. We eat other things that remind us of springtime, which is also a liberation of sorts. So we go through the festival in a way that makes us constantly think, what's going on? What do I need to know from me? What can I learn from this that I could change?
So at the Passover meal, you might have something bitter that reminds...
We have a bitter herbs. We eat bitter herbs, reminds us of slavery. We have a mixture of wine and grape juice and nuts and bananas, some people, but just to give it a mushy, and we add that to the meal as well, which in one way looks like mortar, the type of things you put bricks on.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's sweet to teach us a great lesson. Sometimes to think we think are what keeps us enslaved are actually the building blocks of what will make us find the sweetness in life. So we do that. We have matzah. Matzah is unleavened bread. Bread that isn't leavened, is no yeast, it doesn't rise, so it isn't full of itself.
Okay.
Bread is a powerful thing because bread is the only thing we grow that we create out of it something to eat. It was so powerful that in Egypt, they considered themselves the breadbasket of the world at that point. And if you go ever to visit Egypt and go into the pyramids and go to the museums, you'll see pictures of bakers. Mm. They were very important because people came to Egypt to taste of the bread because bread is all about, look how great I am, look what I've done, right? And remember in the book, in the Genesis, there is a wine steward
and the baker.
And the baker.
Yeah.
And you think, well, why would it, who cares about
in jail with Joseph, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And he was an important person because of what he represented, our own ability to create. So the first thing we learn about matzah is it teaches us, chill a little bit. You know, you're good. You're creator bread. That's amazing. But remember the most simple things in life. First start with the most simple things. Flour and water. Don't let it rise up. Don't let the yeast fill your who am I? Look how great I am. It's like, just the basic. So we eat the matzah. The matzah teaches us, on the one hand, how we rushed out of Egypt, didn't have time. The Bible tells us, didn't have time to let it rise. And on the other hand, it teaches us that we rushed out of Egypt and perhaps left some of our ego there, hopefully, so that we can keep growing.
Yes.
But what I want to talk about is something, one of the stories that happens in the Passover story, which I think teaches us so much that we need to know. If I was to do a movie today about Exodus, leaving Egypt, what I would have done is I would have had all the Israelites come into the middle of the square in Cairo with banners and drums and music. I mean, God was taking them out with an outstretched arm. He says, that's something to celebrate. You know what God does? He says, every one of you go into your house with your family, shut the door. That's how it starts. The greatness of people in general is going back into their family. Start there.
Mm.
Start developing relationships. Start working on relationships that maybe, oh, he doesn't like me. My brothers always pick on me. Work on those things because our family becomes the basis of everything we're meant to grow as a people, as individuals, but also as a people. And when the family and the importance of family gets lost, things start falling apart in the world in general. So we, each one of you guys, you kids at your age, and us as adults, need to constantly work on that importance of family.
Oh, that's excellent.
The second thing that I thought blew me away was they had a Passover Seder. They sat down behind those closed doors, had a meal, rejoicing with God. But isn't that weird? They're rejoicing with God, but the miracle hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, they hadn't left yet.
They're still in Egypt.
Mm.
So what are they rejoicing? They're rejoicing about the promise that God said, I'm going to take you out. Mm. So that's dramatic. That's saying, you know what? Sometimes you don't see things happening the way you hope they would. But trust God. If he says things will happen in certain ways, it's going to happen.
Yes.
And rejoice in that, because the second you rejoice in things that haven't really happened, but you're developing on faith in God's promise, you'll become the vessel, you'll become the vehicle, you'll become who God will use to bring about all those things.
That's wonderful, Moshe.
No, it's
I feel like that is going to bring such a fresh and wonderful perspective to our kids.
That's great.
About the Passover, because it's something that's very important to us at our church.
Right.
And we want to learn more and more about it. And you've helped us to do that today.
That's great. And just know, because you're kids and we're heading into springtime, this is the time to blossom and grow.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you as well. It's great
to
see you.
Thank you.
And to you guys out there who I don't see, but I'm imagining sitting around someplace.
Our kids are going to enjoy this so much. And you talked about questions. They are the best at asking questions.
Good.
These are
That's awesome.
Good question askers.
Good. Keep asking.
So we've had this privilege of talking with Moshe. He's a teacher here in Jerusalem, and for many years has taught the Torah, and we're thankful he's taught some of the Torah to us today.
That's great.
So thank you, Moshe.
Thank you so much.
Wasn't that great? Thanks again to Moshe and the Shorashim Shop for helping us with the podcast. I hope you learned something today about the Passover. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Bye-bye from Jerusalem.